Chitty chitty bop bop girls. Whoa 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 whoa. Oh, Chitty Bobcast, man. I sound like Chucky Finster. Hashtag Chucky Finster. Right, Tobby? Where's Phil and Lil at, Tobby? That's what I sound like. I got a nose. Stopped up nose. Stopped up nose. What? What? Wah! All right, let's go. New song. All right, we're sitting in traffic. This is December, or December the 23rd. I'm on my way home from work, and what better way to just, you know? I mean, it's fucking, it just bumper to bumper. Bumper to bumper, the avenue is packed. Trying to get away from the jack of the jack. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? We pass them up, come running out of dope fiends. If you were a shoe, yeah, I called it. Check out the Okay, sorry. Shout out to Vanilla Ice. Yeah, I mean, it's just time, you know? What are you doing, motherfucker? I can't stand it when people pull out and fuck in front of you, then put their blinker on, like, can I get by? It's like jamming your wiener inside a vagina and then them not wanting it and then saying, can I fuck? You're kind of doing it. Go ahead. Kia Soul, I fucking hate you, okay? Bah humbug on your family. Not really, it's not that serious. People just... I never have taken customers less serious than when it's 2 days before Christmas and they're just coming in, they're just on edge, just because they forgot to do their shit when they needed to do it, and now they're trying to rush everybody. They're pissed off because we ain't got nothing. Well, you know what? Christmas is on the same day every year, you fucking forgetful ass Frederick, okay? You procrastinating ass Peggy. Motherfucking Christmas is on it's the 25th every year of December. December. It's the 25th of December every year. It's never changed. Some days it falls, some years it falls on a different day, but the day itself is always the fucking 25th. It's never changed. Prepare. Stop buying so much cigarettes. Save up your Christmas money if you're one of the kinds of people that likes to spend racks on racks on racks during Christmas time, okay? My family's always, I have a wonderful family. We're very close. We've never been the kind of family that buys a lot of stuff on Christmas. Because we don't feel like we have to do that. We'll buy a gift. Well, everybody will buy each other a gift. And then that's fine. It's all about spending the time. You know what I mean? Ah! But people just, I gotta have these. I gotta have these. They're not gonna be here by Christmas. I gotta have this iPad for my kid. Well, you should have fucking ordered it 2 weeks prior then. You was too busy buying Newports, okay? It's Madison. I know Newports are popular. I just don't understand. I love where I work. They take good care of me. But the amount of people that flip out, I mean, just because it's all because of them. They've procrastinated. Now it's our fault if we don't have something. No, it's not. Bitch, it's not. Go fuck yourself. It's not. And I don't know why the Oculus Rifts and the Oculus Quest and the Oculus Ocarina of Time and all these other Oculus versions, they're all sold out this year. Why? I have no clue. We didn't sell a fucking one last year, and they ain't even on sale this year. So I don't know why they're so popular, but we ain't had them in forever. Everybody wants them. The AirPods are like cook cracked. Apple's doing it on purpose. As soon as we get them, the fiends come by them. You know what I mean? Now, the AirPods are amazing. I have a pair myself. But I'll be damned. If I go to the link, some of these people are going to it again. I'll be damned. You hear me? But we're limping our way to the holidays. You know what I'm saying? I've heard that Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas song about 634 times. So, one more day. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. I have to work 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. One more day, and then we're back. Oh, there's police sirens. People are just honking at each other. There's an ambulance. There's an ambulance! I have 3 unfinished bottles of Smart Water. The big tall bottles in my car. I mean, just hydration for days. You know what I'm saying? Anybody knows how cold medicine works? It makes you thirsty just all the time. I'm taking DayQuil because I can fall asleep standing up any time of the day. The last thing I need is something that's going to make me sleepy. I can fall asleep on command. I mean, just ask my friends whenever we're watching movies, little hangouts. They're like, well, Chad's asleep. I can be in mid-sentence and fall asleep. I've done that before. I've been talking to Jordan and Tony, and I fell asleep in the middle of telling them something. So, and I'm not epileptic. I'm not epileptic. Not that I know of. What are we talking about? Get on the interstate, Chad, and shut your yapper, okay? Shut your yapper! R.I.P. Chris Farley. You hear me? God, hashtag Chucky Finster. This is going to be fun. Somebody hit the damn jackpot, man. The Mega Bucks for Mega Millions was at $348 million. And I actually bought a ticket for it, which I never do. I didn't win a fucking... I didn't even have a number. Not even close. So... salute to whoever won, man. It's a lot of money. Yeah. Of course, the person that's not letting me over is a Ford F-750 that's pulling a fucking trailer with a fucking motorhome on it. Ah. Winner takes it all. Loser takes the fall. Day for the year, day for the year. Over the Top's one of the best movies of all time. I sound like I got a clothespin on my nose. Woo! Tis the season to be shoo shoo. Fa ra 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 ra. Good old Christmas Story reference there. It's smiling at me. Everybody's doing well, man. We're not talking about nothing. We never do. We're never going to. We're never going to address any kind of, big issues. We're not going to discuss politics or religion or anything that people argue about. We don't talk about that shit on this podcast. Because I don't know nothing about it, for one. And two, I don't want to argue. But yeah, we're having fun, man. It's been a solid year, man. 2019 has been a crazy year. It's been a fast year. It's been another solid year, man, for your boy. You know, trying to impact as many people as I can with my positivity and my comedy, man. I should have been people tell me all the time, Chad, why wasn't you a stand-up comedian? And as much as I love stand-up comics, I'm obsessed with their podcasts. That's all I listen to. I just don't think I could do stand-up comedy because with stand-up comedy, you have to write your material now. And I'm not the person that can be like, hey, be funny. You know what I mean? I can't, it just is all off the cuff, you know? Plus with stand-up comedians, they have to go to bars and be at bars at all hours of the night, and it's just not my scene. You know what I mean? Vern, shout out to Ernest P. Worrell, rest in peace. I've gotten called at every single red light. So, there's that. But we're off the interstate. Once I get out of this light, I'm pretty much home free. You know what I mean? So, don't judge me. I love you. It's been a great year, man. I think that I'm going to, well, I'm definitely going to be doing, at the end of January, I'm going to be posting all the movies that I've seen in 2019, from 2019. I'm going to rank them. I'm not going to be seeing, last year I saw 112 movies or 118 movies or something crazy. This year, I didn't see near as many of those. I've got about 15 more that I need to watch between now and the end of January that I haven't got to see at the theater and stuff like that I need to do. So I'm probably going to have anywhere from 70 to 75 movies that I've seen this year. But we're definitely going to be doing a countdown of that. So I got to start getting that list in order. Oh, God. It's going to be interesting, you know. I just watched Ad Astra last week. I really enjoyed that one. There's still big movies that I haven't watched yet that I'm going to watch. Endgame, John Wick 3, Spider-Man Far From Home. There's several that I still need to get in. And there's some movies that I didn't get to see at the theater that are already out of the theater that are coming out on Blu-ray and 4K in January, so I can pick those up and get those watched by the end of the month. So I'm not going to set my cutoff at the end of this year because there's movies that are coming out in January that were technically 2019 movies. So I'm going to kind of wait that out. So look forward to that, man. I'm excited about that. It's going to be fun. I had a lot of fun with last year's. But, yeah, man. People are shoes, you know, but you gotta know when to hold on. Know when to fold them. I can't take a deep breath. I can't laugh or I'll cough. And I may or may not shit myself. You know what I'm saying? There's just, as you get older, man, stuff just comes out of you. You know, you don't want it to. It just does. I haven't shit myself in a long time. I've had a lot of close calls, though. Several. I mean, too many to name, really. The last one. Let's just go ahead and tell the story, you know, because everybody seems to really, really laugh whenever I tell the story that's heard it. So let's tell it. Last year, well, the beginning of this year, me and my buddies went to Days of the Dead in Atlanta, which we're going again in February. Cannot wait. We just booked our room. It's going to be an epic encounter for the weekend. So we had to go meet at Tony's house. Me and Ivy was killing time. We went to eat at O'Charlie's. We had to go buy a few things, run a few errands before we went. We had to wait for Tony to get off work to go meet Tony because we were riding with him and Melissa to Atlanta. We went to pick up Jordan, all that good stuff. So we're at O'Charlie's, me and Ivy are, and we're eating. I mean, I've eaten O'Charlie's so many times in my life. Never had an issue, right? We leave O'Charlie's, go to Walmart to buy a few random things. And as we're in Walmart, I tell myself, I think I got a shit here in a little bit, you know? It's nothing extreme right now, but I know here in a little bit, I may have to take a dump. Okay? Now, I'm fine with that. Then, we're in the moment for about 10-15 minutes. I'm like, okay, I guess I need to take a dump now. So I go into the bathroom at Walmart, knowing that I have to shit, and there's two stalls and two urinals. Both stalls are occupied, and there's one person standing in line waiting to get to one of the stalls. So I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be interesting. So I go and ask a lady. I said, is there any more restrooms here? She goes, yeah, there's some in the back. Now, keep in mind, me having to dump now is starting to become legit. Like, it's like now that I know that I can't instantly access a bathroom, it immediately triggers my IBS, which I've had for years. So I walk my fat ass all the way back to the back of Walmart, behind electronics and the movies and all that, find the bathroom. I'm like, hell yeah. Just to find out that it's closed for cleaning. Now we've got us an interesting situation, ladies and gentlemen. Because now I have to walk all the way back up to the front of the store while having to take a dump. So I can't walk like normal. We all know what that walk's like. The duck walk, you know, when you're trying not to shit yourself. So I have to walk all the way back to the front of the store and pray to the heavens that nobody's in those bathrooms. I get back up in that bathroom and those same two stalls are occupied, and that same disabled man, who's a little slow, okay, is still waiting. The two people in that stall, it's been about 7-8 minutes. Nothing's happened. So at this point, I'm in trouble. Ivy's sitting at the booth outside of the restrooms on his phone, and I'm like, dude, we may have a situation. I may need you to go buy me some draws, because I may be shitting myself here in a little bit. And he looked at me, I mean, just confused at first, but like a great friend, he goes, okay, just let me know. Like, he didn't laugh or nothing, because Ivy's the shit. So I'm standing in line waiting to get in this bathroom. And I'm like, it's fixing to happen, guys. I'm fixing to shit all over myself in Walmart at like 4 p.m. on a Friday. I have jogging pants on, like joggers on. So it would have ruined, I mean, it would have been, and this isn't like I have to shit, and this isn't like a good, like, smooth shit. This would be a horrible situation. So I say out loud, are you almost done? Nobody says anything, like they can't hear me. Then I vocally say very loud, I'm about to shit myself. Can you please hurry up? And the slow person next to me says, me too. So now I'm in a, I'm not even joking, y'all. I'm not this kind of a person. But I was to the point, you know how the trash cans are at Walmart? It's just like the little thing in the wall. I was about to just put my ass in that and shit in it because I didn't have any other options. It was either shit in that and never be allowed at that Walmart again, or shit myself and be ridiculed by everybody. So I'm just I'm looking up to the heavens praying, please let these people out. And about 2 minutes later, I'm squeezing and clenching and praying and sweating and crying and everything else. Finally, I hear the toilets flush from both of these stalls. It was like they were just like on a simultaneous thing. And two of the oldest men ever walk out, and I push one of them out of the way. I don't give a shit what happened to him. He didn't want to answer me. He wasn't that old. And I proceed to have a dumb and dumber situation. It was the close. I've had so many of those close calls. But when I tell y'all we were photo finish, this was a photo finish. 10 more seconds and I would have shit all over myself. And I don't even know what I would have did. Because the type of situation that this would have been a nightmare. So, dodge that bullet, right? Go and get some Imodium or whatever. Ivy's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, we dodged that bullet. So me and Ivy drive to Tony's house, which is about 30 minutes. I get to Tony's house, and I tell him the situation, which he finds hilarious, and I can see why. And then he's like, well, do you need to go before we leave? I said, yes. So I went again at Tony's house. Then about 30 minutes later, I have to go again. So Melissa has to. I mean, it's a whole thing. And I'm like, I'm going to ruin this trip for everybody. And finally, whatever demons were inside of me finally came out for good. But, yeah, so there, needless to say, that was a interesting situation. So before we go to Atlanta this year, I'm not going to eat very much the day before. It's not. I'm going to just eat some grilled chicken and just not, because it's such a, people laugh, man, but IBS is no joke, bro. Having irritable bowel syndrome is not a joke. I've had it since I was like 13 years old. And what people don't understand is that most of it's mental, because the situation that you run into is if you kind of feel like you may have to go to the bathroom, but you're in a situation where there's no bathrooms around, you get triggered mentally. I hate to say that word triggered, but like it triggers something in your mind to be like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So you freak out, and that in turn makes you have to go to the bathroom. So that's a constant thing. You know, God gave me so many gifts. My personality is top notch. We can all agree on that. My sense of humor is top notch. I'm very positive. I'm a very genuine, sweet, like giving, loyal person. Didn't give me any vision. And I mean, I'm not blind, but if I took my glasses off right now, we wouldn't be doing this podcast, because I would have done killed myself. Because I can't see anything. Without my glasses on, I'm lost. I almost need like a CNI dog. What is going on, Family Dollar, Dollar General? And he also gave me, you know, IBS. So that sounded fun. So yeah, now that I've completely just embarrassed myself, that's fine, you know. It makes for good stories, man. I've had so many of those. I could tell y'all one of those close call photo finish stories every episode for the next like 20 episodes. I have so many. I know of three other ones right off the top of my head that I could tell you right now, but I'm just going to save them. We'll see how they go over, and then maybe we'll do them next episode. But yeah, man, photo finish. It's just the photo finish segment of the podcast. Oh my God. That ain't no way to go. So hey, don't you think that I deserve. Brooks and Dunn, we're gonna keep saying it, dude. Best motherfucking country music group of all time. Don't tell me Alabama's better. They're not. They didn't make better songs than Brooks and Dunn. They may have sold more records than Brooks and Dunn, but I'll be damned if you tell me that Alabama has more hit song, has more, okay, you can tell, it's all an opinion. To me, Brooks and Dunn is the best country group of all time. Chad, stop getting so fired up about Brooks and Dunn, okay? If you like them, great. If people don't, I mean, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? What are you getting so uptight for, Chad? You start talking about having to go to the bathroom, and then all of a sudden you just start going off on people. Just calm yourself, dude. Calm your jets, baby. That ain't no way to go. It's been one hell of a ride this year, man. December 23rd is almost in the books, and we have 7 days remaining in 2019. In this century, man. We are fixing to be into the next in 2020. That's crazy to think about, bro. I graduated high school in 2002. I am fucking old. I graduated high school half of my life ago. That's crazy to think about. I'm about to be at my 20-year reunion. I can't even. People say it all the time, bro. And I, whenever people told me, I was like, yeah, whatever. Shut the fuck up. Time just passes by, bro. I mean, it just gets up and leaves, man. I mean, to think that I was in high school almost 20 years, I graduated high school almost 20 years ago blows my mind, man. It's crazy, dude. Once you get older, man, it just each day goes into the next one. You know what I'm saying? And then you wake up and here you are. You know, you're 65 years old and, you know, got a colostomy bag in a wheelchair and your life's over, you know? That's why you're here, man. Just laugh, man. Just laugh and make people laugh and have fun and enjoy it. Because you don't know how long you got. You don't know if you got 60 years or 20 years or 100 years or 50. You don't know how many you got. I could choke on a Dorito and pass away in like 37. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't know. Let's hope not. That'd be a weird way to go, but you know, that's why you just gotta live your life, man. Live your life and enjoy the shit out of it while you got it. Because you don't know when it's gonna be taken from you. With that being said, I fucking love y'all, okay? We had a good day. Turn your bright lights off, bitch. I mean, I turned mine off. Can you not reciprocate? Cunt nugget? You just can't, can you? You just can't do it. I hope everybody had a great day, man. Great night, great morning, whenever you're listening to this. If you're going through it, I hope it gets better for you. If you're having a good, if everything's going well in your life, I hope it stays that way. I want to see all my people win, man. I want to see everybody succeed and enjoy themselves in life. I am the opposite of a hater. You know what I mean? And I just love the shit out of y'all, man. I hope y'all have a good day. This has been the Chatty Bobcast. Episode whatever it's titled. And it says it in the title. I don't remember. We're going to call this hashtag photo finish. Hashtag photo finish, man. Not hashtag Chucky Finster. Hashtag photo finish. What this is going to be called. Because that may be a good little segment, man. Because I got another three or four I can do. Thank you for turning your brights on after I turned mine off. Of course you did. You're a jacked up truck. You do whatever you want. And nobody has to. You don't have to answer to nobody. You just do what the fuck you want on the road. And everybody else just has to eat shit. I turned my brights off. And that motherfucker turned his on. You piece of shit. I show you courtesy. And you reciprocate. Said that twice in this podcast. You reciprocate that. God, sons of anarchy. What is going on? You reciprocate me showing you courtesy by completely doing the opposite. You motherfucker. Well, I love everybody, man. We're going to quit this ranting. Hashtag photo finish. I love y'all, man. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, ChattyBobby1130. We're getting so close to 10,000 subscribers, which is such a huge milestone for me. I've had my YouTube channel since 2012, December of 2012. We've had 7 years, man. So to be close to the 10,000 subscriber mark is a big milestone for me. So, ChattyBobby1130, subscribe to that. Subscribe to the Triple Flicks Mafia YouTube channel. And we really appreciate y'all, man. Have a good rest of the day, baby. Peace.